With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another stopgap spending bill has cleared Congress, headed to President Biden for his signature. It averts a looming partial government shutdown. Congressman Chip Roy doesn't like it. The Texas Republican says the well-being of the republic is threatened by spending money we don't have. Hunter Biden finally agrees to a closed-door deposition before two House committees. It's part of the impeachment inquiry targeting President Biden. The deposition is set for February 28th. Well, here comes more wintry weather. From the Midwest to the Northeast, two big storms are on the move, bringing snow to a vast area, including some of the biggest cities of the East Coast.
We're looking at the potential there for a few inches of snow stretching from the Washington, D.C. metro, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and up towards the New York City metro, where there could be as much as 1 to locally 3 inches of snow.
Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service. More than 36 people have died as a result of severe weather this week. The Pacific Northwest has been hard hit as well. Also at SRNnews.com, it is the 51st annual March for Life. It takes place today in Washington, D.C. The American Life League's Hugh Brown says the pro-life struggle goes on because abortion is not going away.
I don't think there's a law we can pass. I don't think there's a president we can elect. I don't think there's a judge we can nominate and get placed. It's going to end abortion because abortion is entrenched in the minds and the hearts of the people of this country.
Japan may be about to join an exclusive club, becoming only the fifth nation to land on the moon. A Japanese lander dubbed the Moon Sniper is to touch down on the lunar surface later today. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 53 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 106. This is SRN News. Big Brother is watching you.
It really does sound like something out of Orwell. A House subcommittee revealing that federal law enforcement agencies have been using bank documents to track which Americans have been buying Bibles lately. You're also on the list if you made purchases of Trump campaign gear or shopped at Bass Pro. The subcommittee says lawmen had worked up a list of, quote, extremist indicators, and apparently one of them is purchasing a copy of the scriptures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida Republicans working on a bill that would ban teachers from wearing a rainbow flag lapel pin in public schools and universities. The measure forbids government employees from displaying any flag or even depictions of flags that shows a racial, sexual orientation and gender or political ideology viewpoint in a state or local government building. The ban would not apply to students or to government employees when they're not at work or in public buildings. SRN News. Stretching hundreds of miles off the East Coast, scientists have mapped a massive deep ocean coral reef.
Researchers have known since the 1960s that some coral were present off the Atlantic coast, but the reef's size remained a mystery until new technology made it possible to map the ocean floor in 3D. The reef extends for about 310 miles from Florida to South Carolina. The total area is nearly three times the size of Yellowstone National Park. Scientists say it's possible that larger deep-sea reefs will be discovered since only about 75% of the world's ocean floor has been mapped in high resolution. Keith Peters reporting.
Turns out the small airplane that crashed into the ocean off California last weekend was built piece by piece over almost a decade. One of tens of thousands of home-built aircraft was part of a high-flying hobby that's been taking off all around the country in recent years. More details at SRNnews.com.